Well, Chris, I think both sides wanted a bat here. You lost the toss, but you put them under pressure from the word go.
Yep, we were going to have a bat. No one really knew what the wicket was going to do, but there was a lot in it for the bowlers early on. And like I say, put the ball in the right areas and put a bit of pressure on them.
And a great start. You got Tom Smith, sixth ball for a duck.
Always nice to get one early. But again, like I say, we've bowled fantastically well, and to keep them to 200, we're very pleased.
We can't really see what the ball's doing from where we're sitting because we're more or less side on to you, but I'm gathering from eyewitness reports, particularly from your end coming down the hill, it's been doing quite a bit and moving around.
There's a little bit of swing, a little bit of seam movement, but more there's just more bounce. It looks like there's a little bit of a ridge bowling from that bottom end. So like say, you put the ball in the right area and just that extra bounce, I think it's causing a few problems.
You took 1 for 2 runs in your first 7 overs, of which 5 were maidens. You finished with 4 for 30 from 16 overs, of which about 7 or 8 were maidens. It was a really decent spell all around from you today.
It's nice. It felt good. Like I say, it was a good wicket to bowl on and felt a nice rhythm early doors. I think it's a wicket where you've got to stay patient when you go searching for wickets. That's when you'll lose runs. But like I say, I just try to do the basic things and obviously it's paid off.
Graham Innions was a little bit unlucky, and clearly Ben Stokes was annoyed with himself. He put 2 catches down just after lunch from Innions. Could have been a different kettle of fish for Graham, but unfortunately they didn't stick today.
Yeah, Bunny bowled fantastically well. Very, very unlucky. Like I say, a couple of catches went down, but he kept trying. And he, like I say, he was unlucky to just finish with a 1 wicket, I think.
And Paul Collingwood, having come back from a broken thumb, has injured the webbing on his other hand now, on his left hand, but we gather he should be okay to bat.
I think he's only had 1 stitch, so it's not a massive cut, not a massive drama, but I've seen Collie bat with broken hands, broken fingers, so I'm sure we'll bat if needed.
Now, Jimmy Anderson's playing in this one. He was bowling from the same end as you. He got a lot of pace and a lot of bounce as well, didn't he? The vital wicket early doors as they got Keaton Jennings out for just 2. But then a battling partnership of nearly 70 from Scott Borthwick and Mark Stoneman for the second wicket.
Yeah, obviously they've got Jimmy in their size, a world-class bowler, number one in Test cricket at the minute. So it was always going to be tough. So to lose an early wicket wasn't ideal. And I think Keith said he would have got out to that ball 9 times out of 10.
Couldn't get out of the road, could he, really?
So fair play now. And like I say, the boys got through his next 5 or 6 overs. So I think it's just the same tomorrow, really. Just try and watch him, see him off, and hopefully the runs can come from the other end.
And it goes without saying, obviously, you didn't want to lose Mark Stoneman with 5 overs to go, and you certainly didn't want to lose Jack Burnham in the last over.
Now, I think the game was pretty evenly poised at the end of the day. If we sort of came off 2 down, I'd say we were slightly in front, but now just losing that last one, I think it's more evenly balanced.
It's an interesting one. It's going to be tight, isn't it, on this ground and on this wicket?
Definitely. 200, you never know what a good score till both sides are battered. We're 3 down. It looks like it's going to be an interesting day tomorrow.